As affordable housing continues to be an issue here in Nova Scotia, in an effort to create more supply, the Nova Scotia and federal governments are spending a total of $16.6 million on 10 new housing projects across the province. Stéphane Richard is the Executive Director of Housing Solutions and Development with Municipal Affairs and Housing. Hello, Stéphane. How are you doing today?
Hello. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. So, Stéphane, can you share with our audiences about the latest 10 new upcoming housing projects?
Yeah, well, listen, this is a fantastic news for many Nova Scotians who are desperately looking for affordable housing. So what government announced in partnership with the Canadian Housing and Mortgage Corporation, CMHC, federal government, is 10 projects that will be built over the next few months that will create a total of 236 rental units, of which 155 will be affordable. And what we mean by affordable is really as a starting point for us. In order for government to be involved in a project, whether it's from a private developer or from a nonprofit group, is we will say, we know what the market rent is in that area, and we want you, developer, to at least discount some of those units to 80% of that local market rent. So that's what affordable means. In some projects, the discount will be deeper, so it could go all the way to 60% of that market rent. So for example, if the market rent in one particular area for a unit was $1,000, through our programs, that unit would be rented to eligible tenants for $800. In some cases, it could be $750, it could be $700. So it all depends on the project and the level of contribution. But we're really excited about these 10 projects. They're all outside of Halifax. There were some questions about that, so we're really pleased. We know the need is great across the province, but we're pleased to see a level of activity in all of our communities in the province. And so that announcement will make a difference for, again, many Nova Scotians.
And where will these units be built in Nova Scotia?
So we have three projects that will be built in Cape Breton. So two in Sydney, one in Sydney Mines, where I had the pleasure of being part of that announcement on March 17th. There will be one project in Guysborough. There will be one in Tatamagouche, one in Amherst, one in Shelburne, one in Barrington Passage, one in Truro, and the other one will be in Alma, which is just outside of Westville in Pictou County.
What is the closest project to Halifax?
I believe that would be the project in Truro, which is from Meach Holdings, and that project will create a total of 56 new rental units, of which 28 will be offered at affordable rates.
What are the different types of units that are going to be built?
Yeah, so it's a wide variety. In some cases, we're talking about row houses, such as the project in Truro, in Guysborough. They're building a multi-family apartment building, smaller scale, for example, in Sydney, where we have 11 units. So it's really, developers build products that are needed in the community and that best fit the land that they have. So we support a wide variety of projects that bring different types of housing.
And when will the units be ready?
Oh, my hope is as soon as possible. So some projects are already underway. It's really difficult to predict when they'll be ready for occupancy. And this is because all these developers are facing the same challenges we are facing in Nova Scotia, which is shortage of skilled labor. There's also, we are doing better on the supply of material, which was disrupted during COVID. So the supply chain for construction material was seriously affected during the COVID years. But now we're seeing more stability from that area. But really, it's the ability to have access to contractors and to trades, and that makes a big difference. So We think, you know, typically between 18 to 24 months. Smaller projects will take less time, but larger projects, of course, might take over just over 2 years. But some of them might be ready as soon as this fall.
What do you think are some effective ways to help meet the increased demand to address the gap?
Well, some of that includes sort of continuing to recruit skilled labor, skilled trades people. So government has been really active on that front. But ironically, you know, one of the challenges we have is if we bring, similar to healthcare workers, if we bring more nurses because we need them, or continuing care assistants, or more physicians, we need to have housing for them to live in. And so it's the same thing. If we bring, you know, people with the right skills and experience in the construction industry, we need to have housing for them when they arrive here. So that's one particular challenge. But if we look, you know, around across Canada or around the world, I mean, many jurisdictions are facing the same sort of challenges with the population increase. We have models like Modular, which can help address some of the solution. And the greatest benefit with modular housing is that it's built 12 months a year in a factory, and then it's transported on your construction site for the proper hookups. And so if we could have arrangement with manufacturers that could produce housing, the type of housing that developers will want to have, rather than just waiting to have the site ready and build on site, that might help us address some of the gap that we're seeing. And so this is a multi-pronged approach to help address this situation. And government is very aware of that challenge, and we're working on all fronts.
And since I moved to Halifax, I have always kept hearing that Halifax is a growing city and it's changed so much from 10 years ago. And in your opinion, do you think Halifax will continue to be a fast, booming, growing city?
Well, I'm not an economist, and I don't work in our population growth division, but by all indication, I believe so. I think Halifax and Nova Scotia's well positioned. It's no longer best kept secret. And while people listening might argue what I'm about to say, it's still a very affordable place to live. And of course, that is if you compare with other urban areas. So for what Halifax can provide, it has a really, really high quality of life. And I think that will continue to be attractive to many newcomers. We are attracting many international students, and we're seeing that, you know, after they graduate, they stay here. So they could, you know, then and they could be free to move wherever they want. So I believe, you know, government has an aggressive target to double our population over the next few decades, and that will require a strong capital city. So I think Halifax will continue to grow, and so we need to ensure that growth is inclusive of everyone, regardless of their incomes and abilities. And so, you know, my team here is really focused on ensuring that those that, you know, may not have the same opportunities or the same income levels, and our seniors, for example, who live on fixed income, can continue to afford afford where they live and continue to contribute to society. So really excited about the future, despite the challenges that we're going through right now.
Thank you so much, Stefan. Is there anything else you would like us to address, to focus on, or anything you would like to add for Dalhousie audiences listening?
Yeah, first of all, I just want to thank you for having me and giving me the opportunity to talk to you about this. I think that the one piece of when we're talking about housing supply in general, people forget that an important player in this world is the community housing sector. And by community housing sector, I mean cooperatives, and I mean nonprofit housing organizations. So some folks might be familiar with the names Affordable Housing Association of Nova Scotia, or AHANS, or the Mi'kmaq Native Friendship Center, who are working on several exciting projects for Indigenous people living off-reserve and living in Halifax in particular. We are working with fabulous nonprofit organizations and co-ops across Nova Scotia, and that stock is growing, and government has made a lot of effort and a lot of investment in recent years to not only stabilize the sector, but create the conditions for the sector to thrive, grow, and continue to meet our needs. Because the nonprofit, what they bring is of course a mandate to help and to address some of the social issues that we're facing. So people that probably require support services, people that are experiencing homelessness, people that really have really low income. And so I think that those partnerships are really critical with our nonprofit or co-op sector. And so that's an area I think that deserves a little more awareness or a little more visibility, because they're working really hard. The Housing Trust of Nova Scotia is another one, which now they're going to undertake through a partnership with the province to build modular housing to help bring those skilled trade workers and healthcare professionals I was talking about earlier. And so I think, you know, for me, this is an area that probably deserves a little more attention. And Nova Scotia is kind of leading the way in Canada in terms of supporting and all the new tools and what we've done over the last couple of years to support this important sector. So I just wanted to mention that in closing.